Meantime, inside the FBI, morale among agents had taken a beating months before last night's firing of Director James Comey. We take a look at how agents have been responding and what it means for the Bureau's work going forward with Matt Apuzzo. He's been covering all this closely for the New York Times. Matt, so what is your reporting telling you about what preceded this blockbuster announcement yesterday?
Well, as you heard from Lisa, the big news in terms of the investigation was that in the days before his firing, Jim Comey was talking to the Justice Department about expanding the investigation, about getting some more prosecutors involved, more resources. And the person he was speaking with was Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General. That information is coming from congressional officials, including Dick Durbin from Democratic leadership, who says that that really is calling into question the motives of the president for firing Jim Comey at a time when it appeared that Comey was really trying to step up the investigation.
Well, I want to ask you about that, because there is reporting today that Director Comey had gone to his superiors, I guess to the Attorney General in recent days, asking to expand the Russia investigation, asking for more resources. What have you learned about that?
Well, the Justice Department is flatly denying that, even though members of Congress are saying that Comey actually briefed them on this as part of his routine briefings on the status of the counterintelligence investigation earlier this week. The Justice Department is saying no, that they didn't get a request for more resources. Members of Congress are saying they were specifically briefed by Comey that he wanted to expand the investigation and was asking for more prosecutors. So, I mean, look, we don't know at this point. Is that what led to Jim Comey's firing? Was it the Russia investigation? Was it a general sense that Comey was never going to be a Trump guy, just frankly, like he wasn't really an Obama guy, that he was, for a president who puts a real premium on loyalty, was Jim Comey just too much of an independent wild card for this administration? There's just a lot of things we're still trying to get a handle on.